Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. So we're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, a worker on a volunteer or on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you might know, very few people actually vote in primary election. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida state legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th. Are you definitely going to vote? You're very likely to vote.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to vote. Okay.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
Republican.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, African American, white, Caucasian, other?
I'm Anglo. My wife is Cuban.
But you are, is that Hispanic?
Oh, no. I'm Anglo. I'm white.
Oh, you're white. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm white. I was born in the Midwest. I'm a white boy from the Midwest. But I was just saying that all the answers, if you want to mark this down, I don't know if it makes any difference, but all the answers that I'm going to give you apply both to me and my wife. But my wife is Cuban.
Okay. Now, what is your age? You are 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
I'm 104. No. I'm 69.
69. Okay. A second. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going to in the right direction, or haven't they gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track for you?
That's a hard question to answer for me. You know, I would just have to say just put me down as I don't have an opinion.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family, like affordable housing, trafficking congestion, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, property insurance costs, overdevelopment, inflation of the
overdevelopment.
Okay. Now, you would know, be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have, like, a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah,
now,
I can save you time and say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I don't know any of the local officials. We lived in Key West for 10 years, and then we just recently moved to Marathon. So I really don't have any, any knowledge of who the actual people are. So put me down as no opinion on all of them.
And Donald Trump?
Donald Trump? No. Yeah,
not opinion,
no.
Very verbal.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about local officials.
I just mentioned, like I said, some of the locals, but as well, like, for example, Donald Trump is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, and
no.
Never heard of. Is very favorable or which
extremely
one?
Favorable.
Okay. And Paul Wunderlich?
Who?
Paul Wunderlich?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Holly Mary Russian?
No opinion.
Okay. Rick Ramsey?
Yeah, he's the sheriff. I like him. Favorable.
Very
was the, he It was a favorable.
Okay, very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Favorable, yeah, favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
What's the bottom of the list?
Is that somewhat unfavorable or very favorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. Now, and thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from whom would you vote? Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate. Holly Mariel Rashin, a Republican candidate. Paul Vondelich, Republican candidate. Which one of them are you on the side?
Republican all the way.
Do you have one in preference, like Melissa, Holly, Paul?
Republican all the way.
Can you provide me at least a name, like Melissa, Holly, or Paul?
I don't know their names. I don't know who they are, but I know that I'm voting Republican all the way. I don't know if that's... Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa, Tomey, Holly, Mary Russian, Paul Vondelich?
No opinion. I don't know any of those people.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashin is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. All of the things...
Oh, wait a minute. Holly. No, okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
About Holly, I mean, it's... Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Yeah, I don't really know. I thought maybe she was someone that I got a text message on that she has pushed through another developer's, deal, but I don't know that it's her.
Okay.
Horrible Holly. I don't know, but, we don't need any more development here. That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm not informed enough to know. I'm really more focused on national.
Okay. All other things being equal, like which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Like one, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform the county government. Or two.
Never held office.
Okay. Do you think that Monroe County is growing and developing, like, one, too fast, too slowly, three, about right?
Too fast.
Okay. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? One, a candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime, or two, a candidate position on future development in Monroe County?
The first one.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Like strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose?
Strongly favor. Strongly favor.
Strongly favor, okay. Now, as you might know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critical injury patients to Trauma Hospital in Miami during emergencies. To pay for this project, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? One, during this challenging time, we shall not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until the disaffordability crisis gets better. Or two, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of being a major tourist destination, I understand that the need of slightly increase the property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Which one you think this?
Number two.
Number two. Okay.
I had to have a helicopter ride to Miami after a scooter accident. I know how important it is, and I strongly support it.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you knew the following statements about Holly, Mary, and Reshin weren't true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly, Mary, Reshin in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So during this tough times, Holly, Mary, Reshin vote to increase wasteful county government spending and vote to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference? Or
no, no. I now know who you're talking about, Holly Reshin. Okay. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Extremely less likely. I won't vote for her.
Okay, much less likely, right?
Yes.
Now, Holly Mary Reshin is lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
To vote for her?
Yes.
Much less likely to vote for her? Yeah, I'm not voting
much
for
likely.
Her.
Okay. And, okay. Holly Reshin has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Reshin has increased the transparency by holding more public meetings and has helped to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Are you much more likely? About this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'm not clear what you're asking me on that question. Could you ask the question again, and then I'll give you an answer?
About the statement that I just read, are you much more likely, like you agree, like somewhat more likely?
No. I need to know what the question is.
Okay. Let me repeat that again. Holly Mary Reshin has worked out to support Monroe County tourist industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Reshin has increased the transparency by holding more public meetings and has vowed to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Are you much more likely to this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay. Holly Reshin understand that a health environment makes Monroe County economy strong. Reshin has prioritized water quality improvement projects like coral reef and Everglades restoration and protect the commercial fishermen because so many depends on these natural resources for their livelihood, right? Are you much more likely to sustain and somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference, okay. And Holly Mary Reshin is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Reshin has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Holly Mary Reshin is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by a big developers and special interest lobbyist. Reshin has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm or quality of life. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
That's my propensity to vote for her based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Much less likely.
Monster size. Okay. Holly Mary Russian believes that the development needs to be slowed down until all roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No different.
Okay. And with high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holly Mary Russian support efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Are you much more likely, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different for the sustainment?
Somewhat more likely.
Much more likely, right?
No, somewhat more likely.
Oh, somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Ptolemy, a Republican candidate. Holly Mary Russian, a Republican candidate. Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or are you on the side?
They're all Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
I'm undecided.
Okay, but for whom would you vote in that case, if that's the only three options that you have, let's say?
If they're all Republicans, I have to do more research, yeah.
Okay, if you have to choose today, which candidate are you learning towards? If you have to choose today, which candidate are you learning towards? Melissa Ptolemy, Holly Mary Russian, Paul Wunderlich, I'm sorry.
None of them. I don't know any of them enough yet.
Okay, so you would not be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less, like between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more
11
than
11 and 20.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal or moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs? You are very liberal?
Conservative.
Very conservative? Because it's a very liberal... Somewhat liberal, moderate.
I would say conservative, not very conservative, but conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay.
Somewhat conservative. Yes.
Okay. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate for or 2 years degree, college
yes,
graduate.
Yes. Yes.
Is this
college
one?
Graduate with 2 years. College graduate with 2 years associate degree.
Okay, okay, so that concludes our service, and I appreciate so much for your patience and your participation.
Thank you very much. I'd like to ask you, though, for I don't know if you can make this happen, but I took time out of my day to answer this question, this for you, but I don't want my phone number given out. I don't want to get a bunch of other calls.
No. Don't worry about it. This is, like I said, one-time call. Once we finish with the survey, I mean, we will not be calling you again. Okay?
No, I know you won't be calling me, but don't pass my number on to other people.
No, don't worry. We're not sharing nothing or the information that you have provided. We're not sharing with anyone. Okay, don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
your
time. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.